Hello, I'm Brother Davis, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The word is nigh thee, and in your heart and your mouth is the word of faith which I preach. You'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, set at liberty them that are bruised, and recovering of sight them that are blind. Thank God. Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the salvation, everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by faith. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by his faith. I would like to speak to the elders of America and the world. If you would have a Bible, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a prophet. I am a pastor. I am a teacher. I do the work of an evangelist. My ministry is worldwide and has been worldwide since 1992. So, if you have ears to hear what God is saying, I'm speaking to you, wherever you are. I'm specifically speaking to Ezekiel Goody of Zimbabwe and Bartholomew Manjuro of Zimbabwe, my brothers and my friends, as well as many others throughout the world. At 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm going to have Kathy D., my wife, read these verses to you. And as she reads them, I want to say, this is the Apostle Peter speaking by the Holy Ghost, but as she reads these words, this is Doyle Davidson, an apostle of Jesus Christ, speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. Kathy D., you ready to read?
Ready to read. Verse 1, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither be you lords over God's heritage, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
I am most certainly an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ. I was not present when Jesus Christ was crucified, raised from the dead, but I am a witness of his death, burial, and resurrection in my own body. I've experienced it, and I know what he experienced when he went to that cross. So, remember, this is instruction to the elders. I'm also an elder. Instruction to all of you. And what would you read verse 2?
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
Feed the flock of God. Feed them with what? With the word of God. With the word of God. Feed the flock, which is what?
Which is among you.
Oh, feed them right where you're at. You don't have to go to Zimbabwe, where God sent me. But people in Zimbabwe, I brought my gospel. God sent my gospel to you. So, feed them where you're at. They need them in this hour. Wherever you're at, Tulsa, Joplin, Anaheim, South Bend, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Houston, Nashville, Dallas-Fort Worth, feed the flock. How do you feed them? What's the word? Feed them, teach them, right? What's verse 3?
Verse 3 is neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
Oh, don't lord over, but be an example. Show by example the power of God, your faith, the gospel of Jesus. Verse 4.
Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
When the chief shepherd, you know that is Jesus Christ himself, raised from the dead, you're going to receive a crown of glory. Amen? And is there any more there that we ought to read, Kathy?
No.
I think we've said all we want to say except, I love you. God loves you. I approve my love towards you and obey the Spirit of God that is speaking through me to every one of you throughout the world. In Jesus' name, God bless and good night from Plano, Texas.